Hey there, kids. Yeah, it's me. It's your old pal Stu here on a Wednesday evening. 6 minutes after the hour of six, you have joined the Twang Trust in progress. Yes, it's the only show that brings you both kinds of music. Bobby and Zimmy. And, hey, it's Bob Dylan's birthday today. How about that, huh? He's 65 today. Oh, we're not going to go overboard or anything, but we'll hear something from Bob. What else are we going to hear? I don't know. It's too hot to plan things. So we'll just make it up as we go along. And I'm betting it'll be worth sticking around for. Here, tonight, the Twang Trust. That's what this is here. It's going to start like any second now. Any second it's going to start. Watch. You just wait.
July. loves me, she loves me not.
Molly Ringwald's favorite band, the Rave Ups, from their album Town and Country, and positively lost me. Yes, indeed. Welcome to the Twang Trust, kids. It's your old pal Stu here. We got 2 hours of the finest in roots country and big dumb rock and roll for you here on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Ah, yes. What are we going to do today? Well, we're gonna do this for starters.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Bob Dylan. Yes, it's Bob Dylan's 65th birthday today. Holy moly. 65. He's looking bad for 65. I thought he was older than that. But, oh well. Hey, here he is here. This is very recent. This is from the soundtrack to the movie Masked and Anonymous. Did you see it? It got... I haven't read a good review of it yet, but I actually enjoyed it. I must say, I expected to turn a channel in about 5 minutes, but I ended up watching the whole thing, and I must say I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. I think that was the point. I don't think anybody was expecting it to be funny, and because it was kind of dry... I don't think anybody realized it was actually supposed to be funny, but it really was. If you watched it, watch it with a weird perspective, and I think you'll enjoy it. But this is from the soundtrack too, Masked and Anonymous. Everybody whistle.
Those eyes could flash at you.
Boys hung round her by the score.
but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen.
She was queen of the senior prom. She could cook just like her mom. She had everything at sea. Pure delight, this teenage queen.
Pure delight, this teenage queen.
Other boys could offer more, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen. You should be a movie queen.
He would marry her next spring. Saved his money, bought a ring. Then one day a movie scout came to town to take her out.
Came to town to take her out.
Hollywood could offer more, so she left the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen. See you on the movie screen.
Very soon she was a star. Pretty house and shiny cars. Swimming pool and a fence around. But she missed her old hometown.
But she missed her old hometown.
All the world was at her door. All except the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen. Saddest girl we've ever seen.
Then one day this teenage star sold her house and all her cars, gave up all her wealth and fame, left it all and caught a train.
Left it all and caught a train.
Next day she was at the door of the lonely boy next door who works at the candy store.
Now this story has some more.
You'll hear it all at the candy store.
The guy who didn't marry pretty Pamela Brown. Educated, well-intentioned, good girl in our town. I wonder where I'd be today if she had loved me too. Probably be driving kids to school. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. All of my good times and all my roaming around. One of these days I might come rambling through your town. And I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. I've seen the lights of cities and I've been inside their doors. I've sailed to foreign countries and I've walked upon their shores. I guess the guy she married was the best part of my luck. She dug him 'cause he drove a pickup truck. And I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. All of my good times and all my roaming around. One of these days I might come rambling through your town. And I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. I don't have to tell you just how beautiful she was. Everything it takes to get a country boy in love. Lord, I hope she's happy 'cause she sure deserves to be. Especially for what she did for me. And I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. All of my good times and all my roaming around. One of these days I might come rambling through your town. And I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown.
Hey, kids. There he is, Tom T. Hall, the birthday boy himself. Well, he will be tomorrow. He'll be 69 years old tomorrow, old Tom T. Yes, indeed. There was Pamela Brown. Song you might know by Leo Kottke. Leo Kottke made that song, well, not exactly famous, but he covered it anyways. Before that, Johnny Cash, along with the Everly Brothers, and the birthday girl, Roseanne Cash. Yes, Roseanne Cash is 51 today. Yes, indeed. Who'd have thunk it? And Bob Dylan at the top of that set. He's 65 today. So I hope you got him something good. He deserves it. Yeah. What's next up here on the Twang Trust? Well, there's so much going on here on the Twang Trust. We got so many things coming up. Like today, for instance, we're going to be registering a couple more people to win tickets to see Wilco. Yes, indeed, we've got a pair of tickets to see Wilco on July 1st at the Jim Cale Theater. Sometime tonight, we'll be giving you the call to call us, and we'll write your name down and put a little ticket in the hat, and maybe, just maybe, we'll draw your name, and you can go and see them boys. So we're doing that next week on the Twang Trust. We'll register a couple more people, but also next week here, it's actually going to be the Dauphin Country Festapalooza. Yes, we've got the guy who books all the acts for the Dauphin Country Fest. He's coming in here next week to tell us about all the Twang Trustery that's going to be going on, in addition to like Leon Rimes and Loverboy and stuff like that. There is a Twang contingent at Dauphin Country Fest, and we're going to delve into that. And we're going to give away passes. We're going to give away a pair of weekend passes to Dauphin Country Fest, which is a pretty big deal. I don't know if you're aware, but it's a big ticket item. B, you can't get them anymore. They were sold out. They were sold out months ago. This thing sells out way in advance. And basically the only way you can possibly get a weekend pass to Dauphin Country Fest at this point is to tune into the Twang Trust next week. Yes, indeed. And we're actually not going to give them away next week. We're going to wait a while because it's still a ways away. It happens that same weekend as Wilco, actually. The July long weekend there in Dauphin. So we're going to give it away, well, in a few weeks. We'll give the winner time to prepare because it is a big outdoor deal. You might need to go buy like a raincoat or a sun hat or something. So we will give you a bit of time. But we're going to go down all the acts, and we're actually going to talk to Mr. Robert Reynolds next week. He used to be in the Mavericks. He's still in Swag, and he's also in the Hillbilly All-Stars, who are playing Dauphin Country Fest this summer. So we're going to talk to him next week as well. And you know how you win those passes? Here's the deal. We got a contest going. You can go to the Twang Trust website and read all the details. That's www.twangtrust.ca. But what you need to do to win those Dauphin Country Fest passes is tell us what you would yell out at a Fred Eaglesmith concert if you really wanted to annoy him. And the best answer wins. That's how we're doing that. So give that a thought. If you were at a Fred Eaglesmith concert and you really wanted to annoy him, what would you yell out at him? Put your thinking caps on. And in the light of that question, we're going to play this next set here. Might give you a clue as to something you might want to yell out at them. I know, at least one person out there, well, it'll give them a big clue. I don't know if they're listening or not. But anyways, what CD am I going for? Oh, I think we're going for, this one here. Yeah, this next song is by a fella by the name of L. M. Hilton. Now, L. M., what's this song called?
This song is called Zach, the Mormon Engineer. It was sung polygamous days in Utah. Old Zach, he came to Utah way back in 73. A right good Mormon gentleman and a bishop too was he. He drove a locomotive for the D&RG. With women he was popular as could be. And when he'd whistle, woo, woo, Mama'd understand that Zach was headed homeward on the Denver and Rio Grande. Old Zach, he had a wifey in every railroad town. No matter where he stopped, he had a place to lay him down. And when his train was coming, he wanted her to know. So as he passed each wifey's home, his whistle he would blow. And when he'd whistle, woo, woo, Mama'd understand that Zach was headed homeward on the Denver and Rio Grande. Old Zach, he claimed to love his wives and love them all the same. But all was little Mabel was the one that Zach would name. And as he would pass her, he'd blow his whistle loud. And when she'd throw a kiss at him, old Zach would look so proud. And when he'd whistle, woo, woo, Mama'd understand that Zach was headed homeward on the Denver and Rio Grande. Now listen, everybody, because this story's true. Old Zach, he had a wife in every town that he passed through. They tried to make him transfer onto the old UP. But Zach said no, because his wives were on the DNRG. And when he'd whistle, woo, woo, Mama'd understand that Zach was headed homeward on the Denver and Rio Grande. Oh,
the Texas border. Traffic was stopped at a railway cross. Took it to the shoulder. I stoked the kettle, I put it to the metal. I shook the gravel loose. I missed the train, but I was happy with a glimpse of the covers. Cause I like trains.
Mr. Fred J. Eaglesmith. That's from the live bootleg series. What's that thing called? It's called the official bootleg series. Volume 2 it is. The Fred Eaglesmith Texas Weekend 2004. Yes, Fred Eaglesmith. He's all over the place. He'll be at the Folk Festival this summer, and he'll be at Dauphin Country Fest. Yes, the July long weekend. Fred Eaglesmith in Dauphin. And you can win passes next week here on the Twang Trust. All you got to do, call us up or send us an email and tell us what would you yell out at a Fred Eaglesmith concert if you really wanted to annoy him. Yeah, you can call us up anytime at 774-6877 and let me know, and I'll take down your answer and your name, and maybe you'll win. Maybe, or you can email it to me. If you don't want to talk to me, if you're scared of me, and you should be, you can just email me at stureed@shaw.ca. And you can check out the website. If you don't know how to spell that, it's www.twangtrust.ca. You can do all sorts of fun things on that website, like listen to me endlessly. There's like 1,000 shows. You can listen to old shows, and this show itself will be up there before you know it. Yeah. Before Fred, we heard some train songs. Yeah, we played some train songs. We played Lost Train Blues by the Virginia Mountain Boys, as well as Zach, the Mormon Engineer by Mr. L. M. Hilton. Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah. As if you didn't know, right? Those first two songs, comes from a brand new release, actually, called Classic Railroad Songs from Smithsonian Folkways. Quite a thing. If you're looking for train songs, boy, there's 29 of them on this set. Single disc. So, yes, indeed, well worth picking up if you got a choo-choo urge.